Ashkenazi Jews, meaning Jewish people whose ancestors came from Eastern Europe, are especially prone to gene mutations that convey an unusually high risk of cancer. Women who have these so-called BRCA mutations are more likely than not to develop breast cancer and are at extra risk for ovarian cancer as well. Now, an influential federal panel is saying Ashkenazi ancestry is enough to consider genetic testing for the BRCA mutations even without a known family history of cancer. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
Lauren Corduck is going up in the elevator at Mass General Hospital, territory she knows well now that she's on her sixth course of cancer treatment there.
I've had two courses of chemo already, radiation to my brain, where the brain tumor was, to that area.
She's in to get a port put into her upper chest for easy access to the cocktail of chemotherapy she's about to begin. As she waits in a wheelchair, she says that coping with advanced ovarian cancer for the last 2.5 years has been devastating.
And continues to be devastating and really grueling for me and my loved ones.
And it could almost certainly have been prevented if she'd had her DNA tested in time and had her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed. So she welcomes the new recommendations that encourage doctors to explore BRCA testing with their patients who have at least one Ashkenazi grandparent.
It's really primary care physicians and gynecologists that really need to be educated on this matter so that they start identifying their patients who are at this heightened risk, asking the simple question, do you have Eastern European Jewish ancestry? Will save so many lives.
Corduck helped found a national nonprofit. It's called One in 40 because Ashkenazi Jews have a 1 in 40 chance of carrying the high-risk BRCA mutations, roughly 10 times higher than the general population. Her father's mother died at age 56 of breast cancer. Her father's sister got breast cancer as well. But he was never told to get genetic testing, even though BRCA-positive men can pass on the gene and are at higher risk for cancers, including male breast cancer and prostate cancer.
So he didn't know that he carries this. So he didn't know that I had a 50% chance of inheriting it from him.
About 4 years ago, a cancer survivor friend persuaded Lauren Corduck to get tested for BRCA mutations. The news was bad. She faced an up to 60% risk of ovarian cancer, which has no screening test for early detection, and up to 85% risk of breast cancer. BRCA-positive women get enhanced screening like breast MRIs. Some, like Angelina Jolie, opt for surgery.
I was scared, and I just said, I need to do this. I need to face these choices to save myself and to be here to watch our school-age kids grow up.
But it was too late. Severe back pain she'd been having turned out to be a result of advanced ovarian cancer. During her first round of chemo, the idea came to her to use her background in nonprofit work to create an organization that could raise awareness about BRCA mutations and advocate. It asks people at higher risk to seriously consider testing, even though it can be scary.
I can share from personal experience that it's infinitely more life-altering to hear the words from your doctor, you have cancer.
The new recommendations on BRCA testing come from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which evaluates the evidence for medical practices. Dr. Huma Q. Rana is clinical director of cancer genetics and prevention at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
There's now a clear recognition of the fact that among individuals of Ashkenazi Jewish descent, that the prevalence of BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations is high enough that in and of itself warrants genetic evaluation.
But it's no surprise to people in the field.
We've been beating the drum on this for a while, and it's nice to have the endorsement of this thing that we've already known about.
But there also can be barriers to testing, from cost, it may not be covered by insurance, to fears that a positive result could get in the way of life insurance. Dr. Rana is involved in a study here in Massachusetts and elsewhere called B4 that lets people of Ashkenazi Jewish descent get tested for the BRCA gene for free. But people don't seem to be jumping at the chance.
The accrual for it had been slower than what we had all imagined. So that means that there's more to this.
There are also high-risk groups beyond Ashkenazi Jews, says Dr. Judy Garber, also from Dana-Farber. They include some French Canadians.
And many populations in the world have small groups who have an increased risk. Some Caribbean populations also can be included in that list.
Garber says the new set of recommendations is important because it guides how doctors practice medicine.
And it says that healthcare providers across the board have a responsibility for understanding that patients may be at risk and for helping them decide when they're ready to learn about that risk and then managing that risk with them.
Lauren Kordick and her husband Rob have a daughter.
It is our hope that she will be tested and we'll be able to support her through that process.
Daughters and sons of BRCA-positive mothers and fathers each have a 50% chance of testing positive themselves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.